Good morning. You're listening to God's Truth with Free Will, and I'm Evangelist Esther Ross. This morning, I'm going to talk to you about a way made in life's wilderness. In this walk of life, any person can experience a wilderness. It would actually be impossible to live and not go through a difficult season or situation. Noah probably felt living among wickedness that grieved God's heart was his wilderness, but pleasing God, in spite of those circumstances, caused the family of eight to have safety inside the ark. Genesis 6 through 7. Abram may have wondered how a Gentile man who served idols, according to Joshua 24:2, could be chosen by God and have his life change forever. But being chosen from a dark place for a better life is what God does. Because Abraham thought the fear of God was not in the place where Abimelech was king, he told Sarah, who was both his wife and sister, to only say she was his sister, so he would not be killed. The fear for a second time may have been his wilderness, according to the definition that says a bewildering situation, perplexed or confused about what to do. But God prevailed in the matter, and Abimelech brought wealth to Abraham and Sarah and sent them on their way. Genesis 20, 8 through 16. To whom much is given, much is required, but God will never leave us nor forsake us. When Tamar's husband died, his father, Judah, sent another son, Onan, to be with Tamar because this was customary. But when Onan spilled his semen to the ground, the Lord put him to death. Genesis 38, 8 through 11. Judah promised to give her another son for a husband, but Tamar waited alone in her father's house during what may have been a wilderness season to her. So she came up with a plan. After a long time, Judah's wife died. He went to Timnah, and while he was there, he became intimate with a woman, but did not realize it was Tamar. Tamar became pregnant with twin sons, Perez and Zerah. So in her bewildered condition, in an act that may be questionable to some, she is found in the genealogy of Yeshua, Jesus, when you read Matthew 1, 1 through 3. Life leads us down paths that may have struggles, dark places, and bewildering circumstances. So it takes maturity to understand that our mistakes and detours are often to be a blessing for someone else. Often our best learned lessons come from fear or pain with a purpose for another time. These lessons come with seasons. The seasons of our lives look like the four divisions of the year: winter, spring, summer, and fall. No matter what we dislike in these seasons, we get through it if we continue living. It's good to allow God's word and his promises to be our lifeline. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19. Do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. It is hard to see a new thing when more opposition comes against us. But it is at that time we should believe for a good outcome. After Joseph told his brothers about his dream, he must have felt a wilderness condition when his Israelite brothers threw him into a pit and sold him to Ishmaelites, family through his grandfather, Abraham, father of Ishmael. And then he had to watch himself be included yet again with the Midianites, a family because Abraham married again. And Midian is a son from the wife, Keturah, father of the Midianites. Genesis 25, 1 through 2. It hurts to be betrayed, especially by family or a friend. Genesis 37, 19 through 28. That wilderness condition seems to have returned again when Potiphar's wife falsely accused Yosef and he was sent to prison. But dreams that got him in that storm of evil would also get him out. Joseph interpreted two dreams in prison and asked to be remembered. But when the chief cupbearer was restored to his position in Pharaoh's palace, he failed to remember Yosef. Thank God that he is faithful. The plan and purpose for Yosef's life would not be denied. Pharaoh had two dreams and God interpreted the dreams for Yosef when the cupbearer did remember and Joseph was brought before Pharaoh. Yosef was remembered. Soon, what was meant for evil proved to be a good blessing that saved all 70 members in the household of the man Israel, saved all the land of Egypt, and also the land of Canaan. Genesis 46, 26 through 27, and Genesis 47, 11 through 26. A wilderness has a purpose, and God makes a way in the wilderness. Moses lived 40 years in Pharaoh's palace. He spent 40 years in the desert. And at age 80, Moses began a relationship with God that called for him to take a message from God to Pharaoh saying, "Let my people go." Soon, Moses led the children of Israel through an actual wilderness. It's good to remember that God never leads his children to a wilderness without providing the supply needed for a successful conclusion to the whole matter. Ecclesiastes 12, 13 through 14. Caleb and Joshua show us in Numbers 13 and 14 that some will trust in the wilderness and some will lose faith and complain. God proves in these two chapters a wilderness can lead to a promise. The opposition is already defeated, and faith results in reward. The unfaithful families were spared for one purpose, to bear children that would multiply the house of Israel, all 12 tribes. The only two who would remain and be over the age of 20 would be Joshua, and Caleb. Numbers 14, 30 through 35. God has already made a way for you in your wilderness, a way for so many. All we need is faith to live and get through so that we leave the wilderness. God bless you all.